USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate has passed a spending bill which will avert another partial government shutdown. The House is expected to take up the measure tonight and then send it to President Trump. The president has said he will sign the bill and then declare a national emergency on the border, to which Nancy Pelosi says,
it's important to note that when the president declares this emergency, first of all, it's not an emergency, what's happening at the border. It's a humanitarian challenge to us. The president has tried to sell a bill of goods to American people.
There are currently 31 active national emergencies, 13 of which were declared by President Obama. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio is marking the one-year anniversary of the shooting massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School.
And in the year that has passed, they have turned their grief into effective activism, as have the students.
This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Remember all the clamor last year about cities trying to land one of Amazon's new big corporate centers? Well, now the company is backing out and closing one of its sites that it chose. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
After a lengthy and exhaustive and heavily media-covered competitive process, Amazon chose sites in Alexandria, Virginia, and one in Long Island City in Queens, New York, for new corporate campuses. The Alexandria site appears to still be a go. The one in Long Island City, not so much. Amazon now canceling the plan to build a $3 billion corporate campus there, saying it's scuttling it because of the negative response it received from some activists and elected officials. No word yet on whether it's going to name another site or just go with the one in Virginia.
According to a new study by Bankrate.com, the average man on Valentine's Day spends $339 on their spouse or partner. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Today is Valentine's Day, and just over 50% of Americans will be celebrating the day with their loved ones and spending around $20 billion. That's with a B. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Jackie Thomas. Jackie's an authorist, a poetess, and she also hosts her own podcast. You can find out more about her by checking out aromanticperspective.com. And one of the first things I asked her was the tradition and history behind Valentine's Day.
A lot of people don't understand that this is not just a holiday to sell cards. Cards are a nice part of it, but this is actually truly a celebration that dates back to over 1,000 years ago to honor Saint Valentine. And it's said that he performed secret marriages to couples who were in love, because at the time it was against the law for couples to get married under the Roman Emperor Claudius II, because he wanted the men to dedicate themselves completely to war. So St. Valentine made it possible for them to culminate their romance and have a marriage in a real true relationship. So today we celebrate him and romantic relationships that he helped defend.
Guys, you may want to make your dinner reservations a little bit earlier as the duels begin tonight at Daytona Speedway. That begins at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A collision involving two semi-tractor trailers and two cars blocked a stretch of I-15 near Cedar City for about an hour yesterday while crews worked to clean up the debris. Multiple charges were filed against an Ivins man after he drove off with two officers partially inside of his vehicle and then evaded police Tuesday after an incident involving a fuel card at a gas station. Another winter storm is on the horizon as a winter weather advisory has been issued for the southern Utah mountains. And a witness saved the life of a woman who was sent to the hospital with serious injuries Monday night after crashing into palm trees and boulders on Dixie Drive in an apparent DUI incident. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, mostly cloudy with rain today, 100% chance, 50 for the high. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 35% chance for rain, the overnight low around 35. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and 55 degrees. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
This just in, Putin has ties to Russia. The exclusive tonight on CNN. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Thank you very much. Ann and I, we have a rule. We never go to bed angry, and I haven't slept in a week and a half. We might have to modify that rule a little bit. I'm just not used to being wrong so often. I guess it's like the tree falling in the forest thing. I was wrong before, I just never heard about it.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I'm so glad you're joining us today on your Valentine's Day. And, you know, I'm not the hugest fan of Valentine's Day, but I'm with you. I'm with you today. I'm going to play some gosh-awful love songs for you, the worst of the worst. And we're going to have some fun today. And I have Uncle Milty with me and also Chris Ann Hall, because she joins us every Thursday, which couldn't make me even happier that I am. I'm so thrilled to have you on board today, Chris Ann Hall. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you. We
Excellent.
Are about to... kick off our February portion of Liberty Tour 2019. Actually, it's not entirely true. My husband, JC, taught his class More Than Victims, America's Hidden Black History in Charlotte, North Carolina last Sunday to a group of people, over 600 was in our audience for that, and every one of them were just the place was buzzing with how mind-blowing that presentation actually is.
Wow.
And my husband does such an amazing job teaching that history that's been, Kate, it's so voluminous that you have to know that there is an intent to keep that out of the public perspective as American history and so watching the people's lives be changed last Sunday with that class. And then starting Monday, we'll be in Arkansas and in Oklahoma for the next 10 days starting Monday.
Wow. Always teaching the Constitution, teaching great principles. Grateful for you. And Chris Ann tours the country. She's our constitutional expert and attorney if this is the first time you're listening to this show. So we're happy to have you. There's a couple things I want you to comment on. I want you to comment on Manafort, what happened there, and William Barr. What do you want to start with?
Well, you know, so speaking of constitutional education, William Barr could use some constitutional education. I was telling my husband, tongue in cheek, I'm sort of repenting that I complained about Sessions with the way Barr is. Barr makes Sessions look like Santa Claus. This guy is so ridiculously tyrannical for property rights that he actually made the public statement that he believes that the requirement of the Fourth Amendment for probable cause is too restrictive on the federal government and that the Patriot Act did not go far enough to grant power to the federal government.
Whoa.
Well, he understands how evil we Americans are.
Right, whatever.
Criminal on every corner, baby.
So this guy makes Sessions look like Scalia, and I told our audience on the Chris Ann Hall radio show that this guy actually frightens me. I'm concerned for the the rights of the American people if this guy is actually confirmed. And the scariest thing is, Kate, I think he's going to be confirmed.
Yeah.
Because the only voice of reason that is popping up in the Senate is Rand Paul.
Yeah.
Now you got Justin Amash in the House trying to spread the word as well. And we have been talking about it all week, all over the country, at the Chris Ann Hall Show and on Facebook and on Twitter and on LinkedIn and on Instagram as well. This guy, we've got to get in touch with our senators and say, look, come on, guys. This can't happen. We can't have somebody that has less respect for American rights and property.
They did. They
confirmed them already.
Yeah.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. 4 hours ago.
Yeah, I know.
I've been working in the garden all day, so
you know
I've
what?
Been trying to shed this.
It was lightning fast.
It was lightning fast, and that should really
seriously
worry everybody.
Okay, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's be sure now. Hear what you're doing. Let's all. You know, here's what needs to happen. Chris Ann Hall needs to go on a teaching tour across America to teach people about their right to property and the security of their property therein.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, Kate, because right now, I don't know if you guys have been watching this, but Washington passed a ballot initiative to engage in gun confiscation. I believe we talked about this.
Yes.
Show. And we have sheriffs all over the state of Washington that are refusing to enforce this law. Here's my point, Kate. If the American people were one-tenth as concerned about the Fourth Amendment as they are the Second Amendment, I can't imagine what kind of state of eruption America would be in right now, because our federal government, they just ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
They, like I said, Bob thinks that the Fourth Amendment's requirement of probable cause is too restrictive on the federal government. And I want to look at him, Kate, and say, are you stinking kidding me? Why do we even have a Fourth Amendment if it wasn't meant to be restrictive on the federal
exactly.
government? Who was it supposed to be restrictive on? Not me. Not you.
Exactly.
Not Utah.
Yeah, not Chicago. Not California.
Not Chicago.
Not Missouri.
Right?
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, man.
It's incredible. It's just it's incredible to watch, and not in a good way. This is... It's so bad that I don't know what the next 10 years looks like for us. Like, I don't know how
I'm afraid for the next 10 years. This guy is Stalin-esque.
Yeah.
This guy is truly Stalin-esque. And I see our American federal government, in spite of what Trump is trying to do, because he is advised by bad people, he's engaging in bad appointments of people who are going to do bad things. And I truly see a Stalin-esque government rising up in Washington, D.C., waiting for 2024.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The only...
Because you realize, Kate, if we don't get a Democrat in 2020, we will get a Democrat president in 2024. That will happen.
Yes.
And all of these things are being set up just for that time.
I agree.
Well, depending. We may get a Democrat in 2024, or we may just get a dictator in 2022.
Yeah, you never... Yeah.
Well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, whether it's the right boot or the left boot, if it's on your neck, it still chokes you the same.
Exactly.
So, what we got to realize is that the socialist boot is no different than the statist boot. They're the same foot. And we just have this illusion of being, different, but they're not. When you do a political spectrum, people think that alt-right is, on the right and alt-left is on the left. But in reality, statism is the ultimate authority, which cannot happen without a socialist government. And socialist government cannot happen without a statist government. So statism, which is your extreme conservative viewpoint, is the exact same body as the socialist viewpoint that comes from your socialist Democrat.
Yeah.
Yep.
The media is staying away from William Barr, if you've noticed. Very few stories about him. Not front page at all. Usually they want this, you know, catapulted on the front page if the guy will stand up to anything. So this is definitely their boy. The only positive thing I've heard about William Barr is some people feel as if some insiders have said, let's say that he has him for a reason, and that is to that he will go after and make some arrests that we think are going to happen. Okay.
Yeah, arrests of the American people.
Yeah.
Engaging in civil asset forfeiture of the American people.
Right.
At this point, Kate, I don't care if 3 swamp rats get arrested, because I know that 400 Americans or more will suffer under this kind of ideology.
Yep.
And I can't justify the political theater at the expense of the rights of the American people.
Interesting. That's what I said, too. It's kind of funny because you're right. And so just because something might sound good like that, as far as, well, we'll get our way on this particular thing, it will always come back to bite us. And it always does. So
JC and I talked about this on the show. I think our show yesterday, on our Daily Journal yesterday, because, you know, we were Russian linguists in the U.S. Army. And so we've studied Russian history, the Bolsheviks and the communist takeover. Most of the people that Stalin had executed were people in government, okay, that you heard about were people in government. That's not talking about the millions of others that he had executed. So, yeah, right. So the people were happy that Stalin in the beginning started executing the people they didn't like. But down the road, everybody got executed.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We can't accept. I don't know how we're supposed to accept this nomination or this AG, this is their boy, and some reason he's in.
Well, and he's horrible with the Second Amendment as well. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be he's going to be ATF crazy.
Yep.
He's going to be DOJ crazy. He's going to be FBI crazy. He's going to be Patriot Act crazy. He's going to be FISA secret court warrant crazy. And we'll never know. He's going to be indefinite detention crazy.
I agree. You have about a minute and a half. Do you want to comment on Manafort?
Oh, Kate. Talk about the death of due process.
Yeah.
This judge that has overturned the Manafort plea has basically said to the American people, if you don't tell the FBI exactly what they want to hear, we're going to say that you're lying and you will have to spend the rest of your life rotting in prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's basically it. He says, I did not lie. He's being accused of lying about $125,000 in legal fees that are not a crime, that have nothing to do with Russian collusion, that happened before the election, and yet now he's actually being told that because the judge thinks he was lying and it somehow impacted the investigation about something that had nothing to do with this, he will now rot in prison. So the message is, tell the FBI what they want to hear, even if you have to lie, so that you don't have to rot in prison.
Yeah.
And that is Stalin-esque America.
Yep. Yep. We've arrived. It's sickening. It's sickening. Check out Chris Ann Hall and go to chrisannhall.com. Her show's amazing. And on Sundays on Mountain Time, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock, you can catch it right here on katedalyradio.com. And you can actually click the listen live and you can hear Chris Ann right here.
Woo!
So, yeah,
thanks,
isn't that cool? I love this. And, of course, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And you're listening to The Kate Daly Show.
Gigantic President's Day sale going on now. Come in for the biggest selection of Kia Optima, Sportage, Sorento, and the all-new 2019 Forte. Take advantage now of significant savings and low, low rates. Never has there been a better time to come test drive a new Kia. So come take advantage and get your significant savings and low, low rates during the Gigantic President's Day sale going on now at Finley Kia on the savings side of the freeway. FinleyKiaSt.George.com.
The 2019 St. George Area Parade of Homes is something dreams are made of. This year, every home will open you to a world of possibilities where dreams are brought to life with 30 homes for the very first time. Bring your dreams to life. February 15th through 24th, 2019. Sponsored by Zions Bank, Dominion Energy, Burton Lumber, The Boulevard Home Furnishings, KSL5, KSL.com, StGeorgeNews.com, Coney Country, and the Southern Utah Home Builders Association, ParadeHomes.com.
Waiting for your tax return to get a new bed? Is your new home about ready? Don't miss out on the big President's Day sales. Hi, this is Justin from the Mattress Store, and our no-hassle, no-problem layaway program is just right for you. Come in today, sleep well tonight. Bluff by Ace Hardware, Washington next to Best Buy, Bloomington by the Walmart, and downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
Have you heard of CBD? Well, I'll tell you this. It's not what you think. It's better. Hi, I'm Dave Shank with BringMeCBD.com. Let me be clear. I'm not involved with marijuana. In fact, at BringMeCBD.com, we're a bunch of Utah guys who have been in the supplement industry for over 20 years. But when we saw firsthand what CBD did for people's health, we went straight out to Colorado and set up a state-of-the-art CBD extraction facility where we make the finest CBD in America. CBD gets confusing because it's the compound that puts the medical in medical marijuana that everyone wants. But CBD also comes from other plants besides marijuana. At BringMeCBD.com, all of the CBD we manufacture comes from marijuana's sister plant known as hemp. Now that CBD is legal in Utah, the only problem is how expensive it is. At BringMeCBD.com, we think everyone should be able to afford CBD. And when you buy from us, there are no middlemen. We are the manufacturer saving you money. Our CBD ships out fast and usually arrives at your door within a day or two. Go to BringMeCBD.com and get your today.
We live in a world where the internet makes connections possible. Connections to coworkers and clients.
Beth has joined the meeting.
Connections to family and friends who are traveling overseas.
Hey, great to see you guys. How are the kids?
Connections to information across the globe. But with all the incredible connections, a reminder from InfoWest to sometimes disconnect, to be present with the ones you love who are right around you, to take the time to be there in the moment. At InfoWest, we're here to connect you with the highest quality, high-speed internet, to connect you to those most important times and those most important issues, but also to remind our neighbors in Southern Utah to never forget what's right in front of you. Because InfoWest cares about our customers, cares about families, and cares about our community. InfoWest, the internet people, delivering more connections every day.
This is James over at Garage Doors Only. Did you know that replacing your garage door gives you the most bang for your buck when you're remodeling? Here at Garage Doors Only, we can assist you in picking out a perfectly matched garage door for your home. Do you have an HOA? No problem. Is your house over 10 years old? Not a problem. Come visit our showroom at 689 North Bluff, and I will personally help you pick out the best-looking, energy-efficient door for your needs. We team with LiftMaster and Clopay to bring you the best warranties in the business. Schedule your appointment today at 435-868-1200.
For the last decade, Red River Health and Wellness has been changing people's lives here in Southern Utah, even achieving 4.8 out of 5 on Google. But don't take our word for it. Here's what they have to say about their actual experience. Savannah J said,
"Absolutely love and would recommend this center to anyone and everyone. Dr. Swindlehurst is amazing."
And Megan J said,
"Great place to go when you need answers that a traditional doctor is not giving you. I am feeling great and have solved all of my health complaints by following the program at Red River."
This is Dr. Joshua Redd, chiropractic physician at Red River Health and Wellness. Our patients really say it best. Most of them come to us after they've run out of options and answers. I want you to know that you don't have to suffer anymore. We are so passionate about helping you, we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you aren't satisfied within the first 30 days, we give you your money back. Let us help you remember what it's like to feel good again.
Call Red River Health and Wellness chiropractic physicians today. 855-55-RIVER.
Call Red River today.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I love you. And I choke on my reply. I'd rather hurt you honestly than mislead you with a lie. And who am I to judge you on what you say or do? I'm only just
just don't believe a guy wrote this. I wanna hold you till I die. Till we both break down and
till
cry.
Till we both break down and cry.
I don't believe it. He lost his man card. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Hope you're having a great Valentine's. Truly, I do. I really do. I mean that. Mean it. I've got Uncle Milty with me. We have, thank you to Chris Ann Hall for coming on. She did mention Stalinesque a lot.
Boy,
and she's right.
Yeah. And let us not forget, Stalin was a great guy. He only killed 50 million people.
Oh, man. You know, she's right about Barr. They ushered him in so fast. Oh, ouch. This is going to be a tough one.
The Manafort thing's a little scary too.
Yeah, the loss of due process.
Yeah, but then again, you know, a few famous people over history have said it is better 100 innocent men suffer than one guilty comrade go to prison.
Jeez. Yeah,
I think I got that right.
Yeah, that old saying, it's totally fine. Yeah. Totally fine. Annihilate due process, right? Man, we got some issues going on. These are big ones. And there was a headline today, and it was entitled, Every New Day is a New Low in the White House. And I'm going, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that. Could it be all the lying that's going on? Could it be all of the lying by all of the politicians, the senators, the congresspeople, the FBI, the intelligence communities? Could it be all the out-and-out lying to the American people? Mm-hmm. When are the American people going to get real tired of hearing so many lies? Because they're all recorded. I mean, it's not like we don't know. It's not like we all have the internet. We can look them up.
You know, Chris Ann made a really good point, and it was so subtle, I'm not sure everybody may have noticed it.
What's up?
But she said, regardless of what President Trump is trying to do, it's the people that are getting appointed because he's getting some bad, he's got some bad people around him that are still making bad choices for him, recommending Barr, for example. And somehow he's got to get a cabinet that is constitutional.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what he needs. I mean, if Chris Ann Hall would be a fantastic attorney general.
Man, she'd be good.
And
she'd
she would teach him so much.
I know.
These mistakes would stop happening.
Yeah.
But she didn't blame the president.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, it's. Yeah. I imagine in his position, it's very hard to weed through the shrapnel, you know, to find somebody decent.
I don't know if he knows or if he doesn't know.
It's hard to say. I think if she thought he knew, she would have said so, though.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I mean, he's a smart cookie. Why wouldn't he know? I mean, you'd have to know this guy's record with the Patriot Act. You'd have to know who this guy is. I mean, this guy's been a deep stater for a long time.
There may be a reason that he likes him. Maybe it's because the president's willing to put somebody like that in there to go after some bad people that you can't get any other way.
Well,
that's not a good, I'm not saying that's a good thing.
No.
But that might be the goal.
The catalyst for this.
You know, so you don't know until it happens what's going on.
Well, the whole situation with McCabe, too, this has been an interesting one, too. I'm not happy with the Manafort thing. Nobody is. For him to get through so quick, by the way, you'd have to be your official deep stater and everybody stamps your entry back into the club. But for the McCabe thing, you know, the lies, the out and out lies. The coup that he said was just A-OK to do to Trump. Will anything ever happen to these people? And I understand where all of you are coming from, too. It's whatever happens. Is everybody Teflon now? Is everybody Teflon that just seeks to just keep lying and getting away with it? I mean, I just don't know where we are going to we're going to be on this in a couple of years. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon to
good
you
afternoon.
And your audience.
Hey, good
hi.
Afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And how are you?
Good. I can't wait to hear you weigh in on this.
Well, listen, I don't have anything special, but you know, I was hearing the two of you go back and mm-hmm. forth about, you know, President Trump and mm-hmm. you know whether he knows this, and Chris Ann Hall would be a good teacher for him. Of course, he would.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I'm not so sure I can cut him much slack anymore. I voted for him,
mm-hmm.
and but then you know he kind of has done some of these about turns, like he said he was going to pull troops out of
mm-hmm.
Syria, and then it's kind of still kind of hanging there, and
right.
then Afghanistan and the same thing, but then he kind of doubles down and you know threatens Maduro mm-hmm. in Venezuela. So this is a guy who was elected by people like me because of his anti-war stance,
right.
and correctly so, and you, I imagine, too, mm-hmm. among other things. You know, I think this is, I'm not a psychoanalyst or anything, but I think Trump's modus operandi is to keep people around him off balance. They never know which way he's coming,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that he can always have the last kind of, you know, mm-hmm. say or, you know, trick, whatever, up his sleeve, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think you're right on that.
Yeah.
But the question is he going to end up doing it for good or bad?
You know, I think Trump is agnostic. For him, power, perhaps money,
mm-hmm.
are the overriding kind of... And I'm not saying this does not apply to many other presidents in the past, but for him, it is out there in front, you know. I mean, you know, you're fired. I mean, telling that to a former head of Exxon really takes some cojones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This was a guy who knew more about foreign policy and dealt with heads of state and all this, and just because Tillerson said to some Trump proposal when Trump wasn't there, you know, he's a moron or something like that.
I think there's more to that story.
Yeah.
I think there's more to that story with Tillerson, by the way.
Well, yeah. There's always mm-hmm. more to everything that mm-hmm. we hear.
That was the soundbite.
And I'm not saying this story is the definitive one.
Mm-hmm.
But to take a quality person who actually understood and was trying to make sense of different things, and people would always, you know, liberals would always say, oh, he's Exxon, and so he wants to get oil. Nothing could be more asinine.
Mm-hmm.
This was a guy who understood and realized where America is in today and
mm-hmm.
now, with the juggernaut from China breathing down its back, you know.
I don't know. I actually think he was making some deals and things that I don't think were probably very good.
I understand what you're saying, and I kind of agree. But on the other hand, he should have known better than to call the president a moron like that publicly.
Mm-hmm.
I think it wasn't within a closed meeting, but mm-hmm. you know, there were other people who were cabinet people.
That's public.
Okay, listen, you know. This is one thing about Trump. He just there's a saying that escapes me. He you know, he doesn't take criticisms gladly. You know,
mm-hmm.
he kind of has a certain kind of thing that he makes sure that you're fired. You know, that
mm-hmm.
that kind of line. But listen, let me just say one other thing, if I can. I'll get
mm-hmm.
it very quickly. And you know, I from observing the recent election. And I'm not saying America is on board with it, but the Republicans, and especially Trump, better be, you know, on their best guard, because there are many people who are coming on board to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be people who are not the traditional voting class,
right?
You know, people
right.
of color and all this. And we already saw part of it with, you know, what has happened with some Congress people,
mm-hmm.
and I'm listen. I don't care even if it's Ocasio-Cortez, as long as she shames, you know, the standard line, you know, like Nancy Pelosi saying, "Oh, we still stand behind the people of Venezuela," and you know, this is just being part of the deep state is
mm-hmm.
what it is. And these other people are making these kinds of Democrats feel very uncomfortable. In fact, they serve to be a wedge in the party,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of good for Republicans. But it's not that the Republicans are much better. But anyway, my main point is there's going to be a tsunami coming upon. And
right.
if President Trump thinks It can be business as usual, insulting certain groups, and doing this kind of flim-flam stuff. I think he's in for a very big surprise, as are the Republicans, and I mean the white establishment. They still have the power, but, you know, it is coming to the point where I believe things are going to change.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'll take you off the air, but I do want to respond, if that's okay.
Don't stay away so long.
Yeah. It's your show, my dear.
Thank you. Hey, appreciate you. And I really do always appreciate your calls. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Really do. I think it's much bigger than what we're discussing here. And I think one of the problems is We get down into the details in the mire with the details of personality traits with Trump for some reason. And those are, to me, sound bites of liberal media. What I think is a bigger issue here has to do with the petrodollar. I think you have vying interests for this petrodollar. And I think that there is more represented here than just just what we see or what we end up talking about in our mainstream media. That we need to look beyond this a little bit to the big picture of vying forces that are not exactly compatible on what they'd like to get out of the deal with the dollar. I think there's just much more big issues going on here.
I think you're right. And another thing that I think, and I say it frequently, is for a long time we haven't fought these battles properly. And that's how come the progressives have gotten as far as they've gotten. And I think some of the misunderstanding about the president is he's getting right down in the trenches with them, fighting fire with fire. And a lot of people don't like that. You know, they'd rather have him take the high ground and lose.
Right. You know, and here's one more thing. I don't like this William Barr. I don't like the fact, I almost started to sound like Dr. Seuss. I don't like him anyway. I don't like him, and I don't like him here or there. I don't like him anywhere. And I can say that a million times. I mean, on this show, I don't like it. I'm unhappy with it. There's a couple of moves that I am not okay with at all. I'm trying to look at the bigger picture here and the fight for the bigger picture for America in general. And I know that it means everything to me that these people stick by the Constitution, because if they annihilate our God-given rights, we're done. Yet on that same note, let me say that we have to get away from talking about personality traits and more about what's going on. What's actually going on big picture wise. We'd be a lot smarter, I think, to do that than to focus playing into the liberal media, what they love us to play into.
Sure.
That's why I think the whole Tillerson thing, there was way more to that story. They made it into a soundbite that made him sound mean. I don't think that was the case. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. You're going to love our President's Day sale going on right now with all our best brands. Serta, Beautyrest, and iComfort. Save up to $600 on select iComfort and Beautyrest adjustable sets. Or get a Serta Perfect Sleeper Super Pillow Top Queen mattress for just $499. Our no-pressure sleep consultants will help you find the mattress that's right for you. Plus, free delivery, setup, and disposal of your old mattress. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee.
Quality Lender.
Do you need cash right now? Since 2003, Quality Lenders has been providing you with the cash you need when you need it. At Quality Lenders, we understand that car repairs, medical bills, or other unexpected and unplanned expenses can happen to anyone. Quality Lenders is simply your best choice for those little financial hiccups. We keep it easy and affordable. There's never an application fee or a processing fee. And the faster you pay off the loan, the less it costs you. So if you need cash right now, apply online at QualityLendersInc.com or stop in. We are located on the corner of Bluff Street and St. George Boulevard. Si necesita dinero en efectivo, cuente con Quality Lenders.
Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y. Quality
Lenders. Rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in this area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area.
This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in this area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. This area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Steamroller Copies, we're the one to help you till your work is done. The full-service business center makes your day run so much better.
Rubber stamps,
letterheads,
colored copies, blue and red,
invitations for the wedding,
faxing and computer renting.
Did you know Steamroller Copies can help your business with your next trade show?
We carry all different kinds of backdrops, retractable banner stands, table throws, feather flags, and so much more.
These displays are durable, lightweight, and easy to travel with.
Come in today to order your trade show package. It's everything you need for your booth.
The trade show special includes a pop-up frame and graphic, retractable banner stand, printed table throw, table toppers, and right now we're throwing in 1,000 business cards for free.
Need help with design? Steamroller Copies has the largest for-hire graphic design team in Southern Utah.
Order today at any Steamroller Copies location, St. George Boulevard, River Road, or State Street in Hurricane.
Steamroller Copies, always asking,
what do you want to print today?
The full service business center, Steamroller Copies.
Ever wonder why there's so many Subaru Outbacks on the road? Well, you won't really understand until you come to Findlay Subaru and drive an Outback for yourself. And right now is the perfect time because there's 0% APR financing on all new 2019 Outback models through February 28th. Now is the time to drive a 2019 Outback and get 0% APR financing through February 28th. You owe it to yourself. Findlay Subaru, on the saving side of the freeway, because we believe in you.
Financing with approved credit through Subaru Motors Finance.
Are you tired of cooking meals and cleaning your house? Does mowing the lawn seem like too much work? Come and visit Wentworth at the Meadows, where life is easy and entertaining. You live independently in your own apartment with weekly housekeeping, delightful meals at our scrumptious fine dining room, and a plethora of musical performances, crafts, and community programs. The Meadows, where it's like living on a cruise ship without the water. Call 628-0090 today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kathleen Eubanks-Ming with the American Academy of Family Physicians. Bullies use power, strength, or popularity to hurt others emotionally or physically. And while you can't be with your child all the time, there are ways you can help. If your child encounters a bully, tell them to get to a safe place and tell an adult. You can also show them how to block online bullies. Teach them they can be more than a bystander and that they can help their peers. For more on bullying, visit familydoctor.org or talk with your family physician.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Dance with me. I want to be your partner. Can't you see? The music is just starting. Night is calling. And I am falling. Dance with me.
Dance with me. I sound so desperate. I must have leprosy. Welcome back. Gosh, awful love songs, because it's Valentine's Day. I'm here for you. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. You can email me, Kate, at katedalyradio.com. Love to hear from you. And also, you can find me on Twitter at Kate on the Blaze and on Facebook on the Kate Daly Show. I welcome you. And I will read your message. I have a lot of thoughts on this, and I'll give you a thought, and then I'll take some phone calls because the phones are ringing in. It might seem like I'm giving him some just blanket approval, Trump, and I'm not. What I'm trying to do with this is really kind of get a grasp on where we're at in the reality of 2019. We've been screwed for a long time on where we're at. Let's be honest. Even with Barr coming in, we are look at how people are treated. Look how Manafort's being treated right now. That's been happening to the average citizen for how long? I've seen a lot of citizens go through that. And the loss of due process and the Stalinesque type of intelligence communities and the agencies like the FBI, all of these agencies have gone over the line, over the brink for so many decades now. We've been screwed for a long time. So we're not on the verge of getting screwed, and Trump is doing more of that. What's happening is he's probably listening to some pretty awful people, or he decided that he wanted Barr in there for what unknown reason, I don't know. I'm not happy about it, and I think it's the worst decision ever. I'm trying to look at big picture, because I think in the big grand scheme of things, we have more about what I think he is trying to do with America. With Hillary, we couldn't have stood a chance. I think with Hillary, you were looking at a bulldoze effort right into the global order of things, okay? Trump is a nationalist. Trump loves America. Trump wants to preserve America. Putin is actually the same way. We had Yeltsin, and all we had to do is liquor him up, and all of a sudden we were going in, and the wall is falling, and that didn't happen by chance. That actually was part CIA. We kept him liquored up and fed and paid money to, and then Putin took over. And when Putin took over, his ideas about it were very different. That's why they tried out capitalism. This is why they went in a different direction. He wanted his country to make money. He wanted his country to be strong. Okay. And Trump, I know, feels that same way. I really do think that. And after watching him and listening to him and watching what he's doing, I feel the same way. When he does decisions like this, yes, I'm with you. This is horrifying. Yet it's been horrifying for a long time. We just had Sessions in, and Sessions didn't do anything that he could have done. We have had a lot of people in office that could have been patriots, and they haven't been, and they aren't going to be. And so I don't even have that as an expectation anymore. I know it's sad, but it's true. So now I'm trying to go, okay, big picture, currency, where are we headed? If the annihilation of America is already a done for thing, and we're looking now at economy and how we all fare in the future, what does that look like? What does the yuan look like? What are we looking at in the future as far as a major depression? What are we looking at in the future as far as our country, where we're all going to stand as citizenry? Is there a small nuclear war coming to certain cities? Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind. I want to preserve America. I want to preserve it as much as you do. And this is what we're on the show fighting for. But I also know where we're at, too. And if you're going to take a big, healthy dose of reality, where we're at's really scary right now today. And so I don't know how much somebody could even do in that position, because you're going to be bought in that position by somebody. Somebody's pulling the strings. Otherwise, you wouldn't be president of the United States. Are the interests that he is serving helping America as a whole to avoid a major nuclear war, which some of the deep state would absolutely love at this point to erase debt? Or so I guess what it is the arguments that we have about Trump, good or bad, I'm not so sure we're actually looking at the right picture here as far as where we're actually at and what's really at stake here, or what's left to be at stake, I guess is my point. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show, if any of that makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
Sam calling.
Hi there.
I just had a thought here. Well, no, whether it's bad advice or whatever, if William Barr, along with Mueller, run turncoat and take Trump down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a thought. That is a thought.
I mean, remember, there are connections. They are friends, Mueller and Barr.
Yep.
So, if that goes into hyper overdrive, then we either have one of two things. We either have a president who truly didn't know what he walked into when he put the guy in there, or he's horribly suicidal in the way he would allow himself to be taken down.
Or he's a lot like Reagan, where they put people in the positions they wanted to, and he wasn't given a say. He was given a scare bullet, but he wasn't given a say in who he got in some of those positions. And they look at it like assassination insurance, as far as you're going to take this guy, or you're going to look at the other alternative too.
Well, there's also the fact that we really haven't heard from Mueller yet. It might turn out that he's something we're not expecting either.
You never know.
Well, the one thing for certain out of this whole thing we're still, if we're not careful, we're still, you know, it's like we got two trains. Both destinations are to hell. The only difference is one is at 80 and the other one's at 100, the way things are going.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate that.
That was good,
yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, finally. Thank you. I got to go back a few clicks.
Okay.
Trump said that he was going to find the money elsewhere because the allocated money with this new deal wasn't enough to complete the $5.1 billion. And then Pelosi says today, oh, it's not really an emergency. It's not really a national emergency. What's the deal on that?
Yeah. She's asinine. I don't know what else. Everything that comes out of her mouth is ridiculous. I don't know. Her head is going to start spinning soon.
You're the best. But the truth is, can Donald Trump find the money elsewhere to complete this without getting another, you know, roadblock?
Yeah, he should ditch this ball, hand the ball back to them, not play this game, and go to the states and publicly say the states are going to do this. Every American, go support the states to do this. That's what he should be doing.
Yeah.
And you know, that reminds me of something. It's in the Constitution, I think, or even states' laws, that every state that borders the border, like Arizona, et cetera, the citizens alone can control and fight for their own rights and to keep foreigners out. Is this something that is applicable?
I would think. That's why he needs to stop playing this game, because this we're in 2019 now. They haven't done this for 50, 60 years now, and they're not going to. So they'll come up with every excuse, every scapegoat, every Nancy Pelosi head spin, evil green gook that comes out of her mouth. It doesn't even matter anymore. He's got to stop playing the game and then go to the states and say, states, do it. Let's do it. He'll find them.
Great. Could you help me with one other question?
Yes.
All right. There's this new somebody that was just given a position. I can't listen to radio and watch computer 24/7, but I heard enough to say that Trump did something, appointed somebody that might not be in our best interest.
William Barr, the AG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that.
I don't either.
Give me.
I mean, I really don't. I don't know what to tell you. I don't either. And it doesn't make any sense. And it's a horrible decision. I don't know who he's listening to or if he decided this on his own or if he was given this person as a threat. I'm not quite sure, because presidents in the past, they've had people that they had to take on and they weren't given a choice. I'm not quite sure if it's one of them. I don't know. And it could be that in a nefarious way, he decided that this was his guy. I have no idea. All I know is this guy is pretty bad news. And so, and you know what? We haven't had an AG that wasn't bad news in how many decades? So I don't know.
That guy might as well have been just a blank piece of paper sitting on a desk collecting dust.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. I mean, I can't disagree with that. And so the only thing I can look at is say, okay, bigger picture wise, you have a lot of vested interests right now that are playing hardball. And what issue do you take? If you knew, let's just say you knew that we were on the brink of, say, a smaller nuclear war where cities were targeted, and you knew that we were about to fall off a cliff financially and that every American would be hurting on this, what would you do if you were president? I'm just throwing that out there because I don't think it's far from a reality there. I think that there are certain vested interests that look at a reset as far as Americans dying and Americans, you know, losing their lives over this as something that they'd probably love to do. There are that many evil people in the deep state and the globalist realms and the banking cartels. If that was the case, let's just say that was the case, and you were looking at that, some of this other stuff is just soundbitey stuff with liberal media. So that's why when we get in the mire of the personality traits of Trump, I'm going, no, that isn't even part of the equation. That's not even That's not even noteworthy anymore. And I actually like him. I actually like his personality. I think he's great. And I actually wanted a president that would just say it. And I don't care how crude it comes out. I just want him to say what he's thinking. And I don't want a speechwriter telling me everything somebody's saying. So I actually like the authenticity of Trump because you know what you're getting with him in some ways, personality-wise. But the personality is the least of our problems. And that's what the media wants us to focus on, right? Every article is about his personality.
Sure.
It's never about big picture. So they're not warning us about what is going on big picture wise with our dollar and with the banking cartels, and that there isn't a whole lot of more room for growth for them. And what are they going to do next? Nobody talks about that. And so that's why I leave this open for that to be part of our discussion, because I don't feel like we're getting the right discussion ever with this. And I feel like we need to branch out just a little bit and get, rise above this just a little bit more and say, what's truly happening here? Because I think we're going to be surprised in the next 10 years about what actually goes on. Maybe five years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had a lot of experts on the show that talked about a pending targeted city attack, something to throw our economy off big time, something that would just really devastate and possibly kill a lot of Americans. And they seem to be all in agreement that that is coming on the horizon. And so I can sit here and focus on William Barr all day, and I think he's insidious. I think he's one of the worst characters we've ever seen, and a name that isn't the big household name because he's usually been behind the scenes doing it, as so many of them are. Yet I still think that there are even bigger fish to fry than that, and that is a huge one. We're talking loss of due process. We're talking somebody at the helm, but you know what? We've had that for how many decades? Look at what they've done as AG. In the last decades. I mean, we have had people at the helm of that making sure that that we are left with zero rights. So this is how it's been operating for a long time. And we're sort of acting like we're in this great position and now we're getting something taken away. No, it's been being taken away for quite a long time. So I hope all that makes sense. I don't know if it's going to. It's just the way I'm looking at it or seeing it. I could be wrong. But I have to throw that out there because I actually do think things are a little bit more dire than we want to give them credit for in a lot bigger way than we want to give it credit for, because it's not talked about. Anything the media is not talking about is really what we should be concerned with. And that's why I'm bringing this up. I hope that makes sense.
You know, Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution basically says no state can engage in war unless actually invaded or in such imminent danger as will not admit of delay.
Right. So that means they can do what they need to do in that crisis moment.
That's right. So if they believe that, if Arizona believes or Texas believes they're actually being invaded by these 15,000 Hondurans that are on their way up,
yeah,
they can on their own engage and stop that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a lot to dissect, isn't there? And really kind of have a moment where we really realize where we're at and what we need to do. And it isn't the games that the media is playing, so that they really want us to engage in all these games. And I, and it really does. It draws you in, doesn't it? It draws me in. I mean, and I've had enough talks with people where I know better than to do that, but it does. It draws you in. That's why they really want people to focus on certain aspects of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, well, we'll talk about that when we come back.
Yeah.
I'll take calls. 888-673-1450. A lot on the docket in the next hour. Join us. Be right back.
Have you heard of CBD? Well, I'll tell you this. It's not what you think. It's better. Hi, I'm Dave Shank with BringMeCBD.com. Let me be clear. I'm not involved with marijuana. In fact, at BringMeCBD.com, we're a bunch of Utah guys who have been in the supplement industry for over 20 years. But when we saw firsthand what CBD did for people's health, we went straight out to Colorado and set up a state-of-the-art CBD extraction facility where we make the finest CBD in America. CBD gets confusing because it's the compound that puts the medical in medical.
medical marijuana that everyone wants. But CBD also comes from other plants besides marijuana. At bringmecbd.com, all of the CBD we manufacture comes from marijuana's sister plant known as hemp. Now that CBD is legal in Utah, the only problem is how expensive it is. At bringmecbd.com, we think everyone should be able to afford CBD. And when you buy from us, there are no middlemen. We are the manufacturer saving you money. Our CBD ships out fast and usually arrives at your door within a day or two. Go to bringmecbd.com and get yours today.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.